Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala jai chaya jagata jura nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala jai chaya jagata jura nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala jai chaya jagata jura Nitai pada kamala Jai chaya jagata jura Heno nitai bine bhai Radha Krishna paite nai Jura kari dharo nitai pai Radha Krishna pai Heno nitai bine bhai Radha Krishna paite nai Jura kari dharo nitai pai Shesham bandha nahi ja Britta janma gelo ta She pasho baro dura cha Hena Shesham bandha nahi ja Britta janma gelo ta She pasho baro dura cha Nitai na balilo mokhe Majilo shangshara shukhe Bidda kule ki kori beta Nitai na bolilo mukhe Majilo shangshara shukhe Bidda kule ki kori beta Ah অহংকারে মত হইয়া নিতাই পদ পাশরিয়া অসত্যেরে সত্য করি মানি অহংকারে মত হইয়া নিতাই পদ পাশরিয়া অসত্যেরে সত্য করি মানি নিতায় করুণা হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে ধরো নিতায় চরণ দুখানি নিতায় করুণা হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে ধরো নিতায় চরণ দুখানি নিতায় চরণ শত তাহার সেবক নিত্য নিতায় চরণ শত তাহার সেবক নিত্য দৃঢ় করি ধরো নিতায় ভাই ধরো নিতাই পদ সদা করো আশ নিতাই পদ সদা করো আশ নরোত্তম বড় দুঃখী নিতাই মরে করো সুখী নরোত্তম বড় দুঃখী নিতাই মরে করো সুখী রঘু রঙ্গ চরণের পাশ রঘু রঙ্গ চরণের পাশ রঘু রঙ্গ চরণের জয় নিতাই জয় গৌর জয় প্রভুপাদ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম জ্ঞানতিমিরন্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জনশলাকায় চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরুবে নমঃ নামশ্রেষ্ঠম মনুমপি শচীপুত্রমাত্রস্বরূপম রূপম তস্যাগ্রজমুরুপুরীং মাথুরীং কোষ্ঠবাটীম রাধা কুণ্ডম গিরিবরমহো রাধিকা মাধবাশা প্রাপ্ত ইয়স্য প্রথিত কৃপয়া শ্রীগুরুম তন্নতস্মি Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyatah Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Today I'm going to speak about the most dangerous place on earth, the most dangerous place in the world. It must be something like that on the internet if you look for it. I could have, I didn't bother. What's the most dangerous place in the world? At the present time, maybe it's Yemen, maybe it's America, United States of America. Maybe it's Norway. I don't think, not Norway. The whole material world is dangerous. Samashruta ye padda pallava plavang mahat padang punya yashomurare bhavambadir vatsa padang parang padang 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 yadvipadang te sham. The whole material world is a very dangerous place. We're subject to dangers, the danger of repeat. It's not just a danger of birth and death, it's an unavoidable fact. Danger is there at every step. We can be free from that danger by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. He's well worth taking shelter of, because by doing so, we can very easily cross over the whole ocean of material existence, just as easily as we step over the water in a calf's hoof print. So this world is dangerous, but I personally am facing very great danger at the moment. For me, the most dangerous place in the world is right here, now, where I am. For your information, I'm in a suburb, you could call it, on the outskirts of Chennai in South India, which is not famous as a particularly dangerous place. No doubt there are crimes and murders, but it's not a hot spot for violent crime, and we never heard of riots here. The COVID, that's another kind of danger. It's pretty mild out here in India in general. So where's the danger? Where's the danger for someone who's chanting Hare Krishna? Well, I see the world in a different way to the way most people in this world see it. I've been trained in a different way. I've learned from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe kahilam ei mahamantra yaha japagiya shabe kariya nibanda yaha hoite sharva shiddhi hoibe shaba sharva khan kaha naam bidinahiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is the mahamantra: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, which I just said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I just said it. Everyone should chant this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, incessantly, following all the necessary rules and regulations of devotional service. And if one does this, there's no need to follow any other rules. You can get all perfection. So where's the danger? Where's the danger? What is the danger? why is the place I'm sitting in so dangerous? What am I making a big fuss about? Well, the danger is that I know that this is being broadcast around the world on YouTube and Facebook and whatever. That's the danger. For someone who is on the path of spiritual advancement, particularly developing one's dormant relationship with Krishna, there are other kinds of dangers. Actually, we're freed from the danger of repeated birth and death. At least we're on the path of all auspiciousness. We're cleared from the danger of forgetting Krishna, at least if we take to Krishna consciousness. That much we take to it, that much we are free from danger. But there are other dangers on the path of advancing also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned about this. He says, if we do this chanting, we'll get all perfection. But it's not automatic. He also warned, Nishedacha kutinati jibe hingshon lab puja pratishtadi jato upashaka gon. There are various weeds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives an analogy that cultivating devotional service is like cultivating a creeper. We have to pour on the water of hearing and chanting about Krishna, and we have to be very careful of weeds that can grow up and stifle the creeper of devotion. So in this analogy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given some prominent common weeds or obstacles on the path of advancing in Krishna consciousness. Nishedacha means acting against the rules and regulations of devotional service. So to a large extent, I'm free from that, particularly the four gross pillars of sinful life Srila Prabhupada has extracted from us: a vow not to eat meat, fish, or eggs, not to gamble, not to have illicit sex, not to have intoxication. So to a large extent, practically in the gross form, I'm free from that. Kutinati, diplomatic behavior. Well, I hope I'm free from that, because there's no real sign of Krishna consciousness if one is diplomatic for one's own personal gain. Jibe hingshan, violence to other creatures. Well, definitely not directly. I'm not eating meat, killing animals. I have a system of catching mosquitoes and throwing them out rather than killing them. So I'm trying to be free from the sin of causing harm to different living creatures. So, okay, and then lab puja pratishta dijata. There are many, many, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that in performing devotional service, one can desire material profit. One can give talks like this for the sake of getting money for sense gratification. Well, I think I'm pretty much free from that. You can give me as much money as you like, and I'll spend it all for Krishna's service. But for many people in this world, not only me, I'm not boasting or any such thing, money is not, you can understand, money is not such a big thing. Some amount is required, but more than we need for our immediate needs is just a nuisance, actually. It's disturbing, it's a headache, it's a source of anxiety. So the best thing is, if we get money more than we need for our immediate needs, just use it in the service of Krishna. So that's my habit. And send as much as you like. I know how to use it in the service of Krishna. I don't use it, I know who to give it to, who can use it well in the service of Krishna. But there's more in this warning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which the Vaishnava Acharyas have pointed out, very, very dangerous for spiritualists. for people trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. It's relatively easy to get free from desires for gross sinful life. Not easy, but relatively easy. It's relatively easy to get free from the desire for money, comfort, but it's difficult to get free from the desire for being recognized and being honored and glorified. This is very dangerous for aspiring transcendentalists, and this is why I say that for me, this is a very dangerous position to be in, because I'm not a YouTube superstar by any means, but as I'm told, there is some increment of number of listeners, viewers. It's increasing. It's very dangerous to become popular. It can be hard to digest. It's something like you learn how to drive a car round the yard, and you can drive it, and then all of a sudden you're driving out of it at a fast speed on a highway with other vehicles, and you're not sure if you can keep control. It's something like that. It's something you may not be used to, and it's dangerous. Driving fast is dangerous. So in a similar way, becoming popular for a person who's trying to surrender to Krishna, understanding his own insignificance, can be very, very dangerous. It can be like an intoxication. And we've seen that with many devotees, much bigger and better than myself, who have succumbed to the lure of popularity. It's nothing, like I say, nothing huge. But that's the danger. That the danger is to want to be huge. How many people are watching? Do people like it? Yeah. Now we are trying here to get the sound and the lighting and the presentation. I'm not trying. I don't know about all these technical things. It's Hrishikesh sitting there does all these things. But doing these things so that it will be easier for people to absorb what I'm saying. It's to make a, there must be some trendy term for this, to make a good viewer experience or something like this. But really, what is important is the message. It should be the message. The message is important. Ultimately, it's not the technicalities. But the danger, where is the danger? The danger is if I start thinking too much about how people will like it. There is a dichotomy there, because on the one hand, we want many people to listen. But why do we want people to listen? Because the message that we're giving is supposed to be for people's benefit, not for their ultimate, highest spiritual benefit, not for my material benefit in terms of inflating my ridiculous ego. The problem is, this is where the dichotomy comes, that the message that we have to give is not very pleasing in general, to people in general. As Srila Prabhupada several times said, he thought when he first came to the West that his message wouldn't be accepted. If he tells them, now you stop meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication, people won't accept it. It's not a guarantee. It's not a formula for becoming popular. So we want the message to get out. The message needs to get out. People need to know this. Being free from these sinful activities, that's not the message in and of itself, but the message that we have to understand that we're eternal servants of Krishna. We have to surrender to Krishna. And that to do so, we have to be free from, well, the corollary of this is that we have to be free from sinful life. And that may not be very popular. Fairly recently, I spoke about people in the Western countries who like to chant Hare Krishna, but they also like to indulge in the sinful practice of taking recreational drugs. So if we chant Hare Krishna with them, they'll like it. Not everyone likes it. They like it. If we tell them to stop taking drugs, they won't like it. So what's the trick? What are we trying to do? We're trying to get people to listen and hear what they need to hear more than what they like to hear. And it's a whole new paradigm for most people, because people do, they tend to do what they like to do. Of course, a lot of people spend a lot of their time doing things they don't like to do, but they're doing it because they think ultimately it's for what I want. Particularly, most people, they work in jobs which they don't like, and they spend most of their life doing something they don't like, but they want to get the money, which is what they do like. So they... Anyway, the point is that people, we want what we want. We don't want to hear what someone else tells us, which is not pleasing to us. However, if I stop to, I stop to deliver the actual message, then that becomes very dangerous. That it was just mentioned, jibe hingshan, to be violent to others, is a to be violent to others. Well, that means like physically assaulting them, verbally assaulting them. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that real violence is if you have this knowledge of Krishna consciousness and you don't give it to others. It's something like the doctor has the medicine to give the patient who is dying, but because he knows the patient is not very willing to take he has to inject it, and the patient doesn't like the prospect of being injected. So instead, he just tells the patient with something that he likes to hear, oh, don't worry, you'll be all right, everything's nice, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, and in the meantime, the patient dies. So then the doctor is guilty of crime by omission, not by commission. He didn't do what he should have done. So the dichotomy is we want to get the message out, and for that we want to try to make it, to get people to listen. But then when they come to listen, they think, oh, I don't want to listen. Just like I gave the title for this talk. It's a catchy title, you could say, the most dangerous place on earth. I'm competing with how many millions and billions of YouTube things. If you're competing, yeah, in one sense I'm competing, because I want people to hear this, because I know that this message is for their ultimate benefit, whereas all these TED Talks and so many things people have to say, blah, 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 blah. It's not giving people the knowledge they need to get free from birth and death. We have to tell them the truth of the fact that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. And failure to do that is one kind of violence to others. In this regard, I am going to quote from His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Three quotes from him. The aggressive pronouncement of the concrete truth is the crying necessity of the moment for silencing the aggressive propaganda of specific untruths that is being carried on all over the world. The world is full of propaganda. It's propaganda of untruths. You can be happy by fill in the dotted line, by any billion ideas out there floating around. It's all untruths. Then, from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also, without cheating anyone, we should boldly proclaim the truth to everyone. Even if the truth is unpopular, if it bestows genuine auspiciousness on the living entities, we must speak it. Unless we fearlessly speak the truth, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga will not be pleased. The more determined one is in devotional service, the bolder and more courageous he will be as a preacher. Then, another quote from him, if I were to desist from speaking the impartial truth for fear that some listeners might become riled, I would be deviating from the path of Vedic truth in accepting that of untruth. I would become inimical to the Vedas, an atheist, and would no longer possess faith in Bhagavan, the very embodiment of truth. That is dangerous. It's very dangerous to have knowledge of Krishna and instead speak something else. Now we may say, well, to speak the truth is dangerous, that's well known. Go ask Socrates. To speak the truth is dangerous. It's well known. To speak the truth can be dangerous. People can, they might not like you, they might make comments about you. That's one way YouTube can be dangerous, isn't it? People can give all kinds of unpleasant comments. Well, we can't be too bothered about that. We shouldn't get too much upset by that. But the physical danger, you can be arrested for saying certain truths, put in prison, beaten, killed. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur here points out an even worse danger. An even worse danger is that by failing to speak the truth that people need to hear because we think they may not like to hear it, that we ourselves become cut off from the truth. We become atheists. If we know about Krishna, but we speak something which it doesn't help people to come to Krishna, then ourselves, we become atheists. So we're trying to increase the number of listeners because the message is relevant, required. But what needs to be said, not that many people will be eager to hear. What people like to hear, you can become very popular by speaking what people like to hear, and more by singing also. See that the Hare Krishna kirtans by musically competent singers are more popular than talks, generally speaking. People like their singing. Someone told me there was one devotee told me there's this so-called Bhakti Fest in America some years ago. I was told this, the Bhakti Fest, a travesty of bhakti in which there's illicit sex, intoxication, and so-called bhakti is going on. And some of the organizers told one of our intrepid Vaishnav sannyasis who went there in an attempt to preach to these people that, referring to our ISKCON devotees, we like your kirtan, we like your prasad, we don't like your philosophy. They're committed to untruth. They like what we like. We like. We like. I like. But Vaishnavism means to understand what Krishna likes. So the trick is to get the message out, which people don't like to hear. Somehow, sugar-coated pill. try to make it palatable. We may say, well, we'll make it palatable. We'll just do kirtan and prasadam distribution. But at some point, we have to speak the message also. Otherwise, just like at the Bhakti Fest or there in Western England, the people have been chanting Hare Krishna for years. And they're still indulging in activities which are directly contradictory to the path of pure devotion. So unless we speak what people need to hear, then they'll think, well, it's okay. You can chant Hare Krishna and do what you like. And that becomes atheism in the form of theism. So Srila Prabhupada was very expert in giving people what they needed to hear. And at the same time presenting it in a way that they could accept it. But it's not that everyone accepted what Srila Prabhupada said. Most of the people who heard Srila Prabhupada didn't accept it. And some people became very upset with Srila Prabhupada, and they still do in the form of his books when they're distributed. Not everyone likes it. They don't like the message. It's a powerful message which is not very popular, especially some of Srila Prabhupada's statements on social issues, gender issues, but the very fact that we have to surrender to Krishna is most unpalatable to most people. But Srila Prabhupada didn't compromise. He said, my Guru Maharaj never compromised, I never compromised, and my disciples should never compromise. So it is useless in the name of preaching simply to tell jokes, for instance, to pose as a life coach, for instance, helping people, it's not helping people, the misunderstanding of what it means to help people, so-called helping them, by helping them to get ahead in society, which is all rubbish, this whole idea of getting ahead in society, it's all nonsense anyway. Or even to speak of God. You'd use the word very vaguely, in a vague way, so that people can understand whatever they like by God. Most people who say the word God, what do they think? It's some, yeah, God, you are he, we are we, it's all the same, you're God, I'm God, everything is God. Anything but surrender to Krishna. So it's speaking in a vague way, looking very spiritual, without actually being very spiritual. Cutting a profile of being spiritual. So, what to do? I'm in a dangerous position. I pray to the Vaishnavas to help me to not succumb to the desire to become a servant of others' desires. I am so fortunate to have in this lifetime attained shelter at the lotus feet of a guru who spoke the unmitigated truth for the benefit of everyone. And all he asked in return is that we go on speaking this same unmitigated truth. It's not easy. You can't. It's easy physically to open the mouth and move the lips, but somehow, because we feel that people may not like me, or they call me bad name, or whatever, it can become difficult. We like to be popular, but that's a very dangerous desire. Lab puja pratishtadi, the desires that arise from the desire to be popular, it's most dangerous thing. So we want the message to be popular, but the message, Krishna's message, to be popular. May there be many speakers of it. There's Srila Prabhupada, he made almost 5,000 disciples. So there should be many, many speakers of the actual message of Krishna consciousness, which is very simple. In one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to his disciple Umapati Prabhu at the time, in 1970, he wrote, I'll read from this letter. Srila Prabhupada wrote, "The summary of Vaishnava philosophy is as follows. God is a person like us, but he is all-powerful with all opulences in full." He's a person like us, he's a person, but he's different from us in as much as he's all-powerful with all opulences in full. The living entities are his eternal servants. There are varieties of living entities that have inherited the opulences of God in different degrees. There are two kinds of nature, the spiritual nature and the material nature. The living entities belong to the spiritual nature, and being part and parcel of God, they have all the qualities of God in minute proportion. There are innumerable living entities both in the spiritual world and in the material world. The spiritual world is far, far greater than the material world. As such, the number of living entities living in the spiritual world is many more times greater than the number of living entities living within the material world. The living entities, when they try to lord it over God's property, forgetting their constitutional position to remain as eternal servants of God, are given the material world to act according to their desires. In such endless varieties of desires, the living entities are seen in varieties of bodies beginning from Brahma down to the most insignificant insect. In this way, when someone is fortunate, he, by the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna, revives his Krishna consciousness, and if he makes progress under the direction of the spiritual master, then he revives his original Krishna consciousness in full, and thus he regains his position in the eternal kingdom of God. Simple message, not difficult to repeat. It's not very difficult to understand. somehow we become in a dangerous position. It's dangerous to speak the truth, but spiritually speaking, it's more dangerous not to speak the truth. It's dangerous to not speak the truth. But if we speak the truth, among the society of those who do want to hear the truth, then we become popular among them. And then I may become, again, somehow, some people like me. It's not that we should act in a way that people dislike us, but we should always think, how am I acting for the pleasure of my Paramahamsa, pure devotee, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada? How am I always acting for the pleasure of Krishna? And if others like, well, all well and good, but that's not my motive. We should always think like this. So, I pray to the Vaishnavas, keep me in line, don't allow me to go out. And all of you, you speak, everyone according to their capacity. Let us speak the message of Krishna as received in the disciplic succession, and may Krishna be glorified always. Let us see the example of Srila Prabhupada, who made Krishna's name glorified all over the world not himself. There were so many gurus who came to the West at that time, whose name is very well known. They named their missions after themselves, or they promoted themselves. Srila Prabhupada, although he took, among his disciples, he took a regal, authoritative position. He accepted worship, but clearly he promoted Krishna consciousness. May Krishna be glorified always. This is our motive. This must always be our motive. Let us always remain protected from this very subtle and dangerous desire to gain popularity, cheap popularity. Let us always remember that our only motive is to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. And if in the course of doing so we become popular, then we have to offer that, engage that in Krishna's service. Direct people toward Krishna. That's the point. Simple to understand, but Maya is very, very strong. And we're never safe. Never trust the mind. Never trust ourselves. Always remember, Pratana Karoya Shada Narottamadas. Always pray at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas to remain their eternal servants always. Hare Krishna. Vanta kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evaja padita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Dante nithaya chunakam padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatam etadaham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat gauranga chandra charane kuruta. Hare Krishna.